Awesome.
immediately into the...
Oh, boy. This is where we get in trouble, the after show. So you out of here, Josh, or is he gone already?
Yeah, I got an hour drive back home, so I got to get going. Thanks again.
All right, man. Thanks, buddy. We'll have you on soon.
Yeah, take care, guys. Bye.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
See ya. What happened to Dre? He kind of just left.
He should.
Let really me check. Maybe he had to do that pink pony, didn't he?
Maybe he was trying to reconnect.
Oh, gosh.
There he is.
Here we are. There you are.
Oh, hey. That pink pony.
Woo! Pink pony. Hayden is back.
I ain't Hayden. I feel a lot better now.
Oh, boy. So that's for those...
Hey. Speech.
For those in the chat room, this is now what we call the aftertaste, which is the after show of the podcast. I think that went really well.
That went awesome. But
we had a rough 10 minutes at the beginning, but...
Yeah, now we're in 40 minutes is a little tough when we're consuming beverages. Yeah. Just saying.
Sorry, I got to do this recast here. Let me kill this thing.
They get a little bit of the after show.
There was a few times in the chat room, and Josh brought it up as well. No. And then he noticed in the chat room where folks are going, okay, move on. We're taking a long time to stop.
Well, and I get that to an extent.
I'll be right back.
Somebody's feedback.
Sure. It's Brad. Are you getting feedback? I'll be right back.
Yeah, you're fine, Brad. You're walking away. I gotcha. But I'm definitely aware or I'm cognizant of what people are saying in the chat room, but I think it's a balance because there's good discussion, I don't want to cut it off.
No, and we shouldn't by any means. That's not what I'm implying. I just think we need to be cognizant of that, aware of kind of what's going on. And we talked about beating up a pink pony a little bit. When we are beating that horse up, we do need to kind of look at moving on.
Yeah. Yep.
I like it. I had a really, really fun time tonight. I was telling Brad, it might have been Monday, Ryan, and he brought up, you ready for WP late night? And I'm going, like, are you kidding? Over the weekend, I'm sitting here, you know, and I had the girls at softball, and I'm going back and forth and doing my stuff. I'm working, whatever else. And throughout the day, I'm just thinking about different topics and different things that I should bring up during the discussion. I'm really pumped up every week to kind of come into this and talk. WordPress, man. This is exciting.
I agree, man. It's a lot of fun. I'm liking it as well.
Brad's killing us with his feedback.
Yeah, I killed him again. I thought he had fixed it before he left, but he didn't.
Krogsgaard, you are sexy altogether. It's not just your voice there, sweet cheeks.
see you, Brian. He's, well, at least Richards is leaving the chat.
Hey, bro, have a good one.
Yeah, I have I think regarding chat, for me sometimes, and this is where we talked about this in the aftertaste, or maybe it was after the after show on the weekly theme show this week, that it's almost to the point where, because I do like the feedback in the chat, but it can distract me sometimes too. Like if we're in the flow of something and somebody says, all right, I'm bored by this, move on.
Yep, you know, I can see that.
You almost need a filter or somebody that'll kind of pass on the important stuff from the chat, because I mean, particularly like this time around, we had, you know, four people talking. You know, if you just get distracted by something else or somebody else's thoughts, it can definitely throw off the conversation. So I'm trying to balance those two things.
I couldn't agree more, Ryan.
Yeah,
definitely on the same page, bud.
I think it's
happened to me. I'm guilty of it for sure.
I think we're seven episodes in, so I think we've already got a decent hold on it, and I think in time we'll do even better.
I counted a total of 57 people at one point.
Nice.
That's kind of cool.
Welcome back, Brad.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, buddy.
You are loud. I think Oh, you better kill that, Brad.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm good.
Thank you. What's up, the peaks that I counted, I had 26 in the chat, but I think Dre, you said you saw more. Was that?
Yeah, I saw it at 33. I got it up to 36.
Okay.
And it was like 23 at one point in the other, or 20, 21. I don't remember now. I know IRC got up to 36.
Awesome.
And then the Spreecast got up in the 20s.
Very cool.
Yeah, let's see. Spreecast numbers for last week was episode 6. Only 187. That's lame-o.
I didn't. I don't think I gave you guys stats on the during the pre-show, did I?
Yeah, where are we at? Where are we at?
Let me pull it up.
So while I was out,
pulled up, Gray.
Well, when the pink pony was getting taken care of, did Josh leave us?
I don't know. As far as I know, he didn't cut off at any point. You mean did he step away?
Wait, he's gone.
No, yeah,
left. Sorry. No. Yeah, he's gone.
He's that pink pony. So.
My bad.
I forgot about our double meaning there.
Yeah, it had to happen.
So let's see. Now we're into May statistics. So let's see.
I guess that's funny. I didn't know WP Late Night actually posts on my Facebook.
Does it?
I'm getting family members saying, yeah, you're back. Like, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they really don't know. Okay, well, I'm going to skip yesterday. So ignoring yesterday because that's into another month. That's doing addition, which I don't want to do at this point. Our last episode was number 6, right? Gravy Train to Gold Island. So excluding
that's
yesterday,
awesome.
Excluding yesterday, that has just under 1,300 downloads so far.
Wow.
And I don't have the May.
And half of those are people looking for a porno. Oh wait, no,
that was a few episodes back where we defiled ourselves forever. And there were, it looks like 52 listens or downloads yesterday. So
yesterday.
Yep.
Wow, that's legit, son.
Yeah. So we'll see. The numbers are definitely going up every week. That we're consecutive. We're going to be, retaining people, bringing new people on. I think it's definitely
well.
Positive.
And one thing we didn't really talk about, and we should probably do that, is maybe a little teaser around some of the guests that might be coming on.
I agree.
Because I know we've talked behind the scenes, and we've got a few folks lined up. Brad and I at one point this week we were chatting about other stuff, and it came up. And this is something that we should all kind of agree on, I think. Is, I don't know, it makes sense to have a guest on every week. Mm-hmm. It makes sense to bring folks in. I think we've got a few folks we've got in mind, maybe.
Yep.
But I think that we need to kind of spread that out. I don't know that it makes sense to have – I think having guests on every day mm-hmm. will really change the face of the show.
I agree.
And maybe it doesn't make sense to have them on every week.
I agree. I think half and half is probably a good.
That's kind of where I was in with it.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. Because I mean, the other reason is because not everybody out there is going to be a co-host like Josh is. I mean, that's there are a few people who, well, first of all, can have decent sound quality despite our weird stuff in the first 10 minutes, but also that we've all kind of talked to and can just jump right into a discussion around. That's not going to be everybody out there that could be a guest.
Absolutely.
So I think once or twice a month is perfect, particularly around like topics like this. It just worked out perfectly today since he announced Pressnomics, and there's really nobody better to pull in for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
I'm having a blast.
I agree.
So good. I forgot show titles.
Good stuff.
In the chat, you can definitely throw in your opinion here. These are things that were said during the course of the episode that can become the show title. Some of them obviously are a little bit more offensive than others.
This is the part I cringe.
Yeah.
What did we say that Ryan caught that we didn't?
Okay. So we have the beginning of the end. We have I'm excited to see if you get sued. We have the math doesn't add up, but it happened. We have Brad may die. We have a crouton rape. We have Willy Wonka's chocolate factory and the last chocolate bar. That could actually be like two there. That's kind of long. We have proper segue from crouton rape. We had so much of my blood on WP Candy or in, I think, was probably that. We have I smell blood every time I read an article. We have J-Trip says screw utensils. We have we talking Fort Wayne or Philly and San Diego. We have what are you trying to say, Brad? We have a $1,000 theme. Better make me coffee. We have.
Okay, that's awesome.
This is actually, I think, split. We have, all three of us were on this one. We have He's Awesome, She's Awesome, It. Which is just a phrase that occurred.
It's awesome.
wow.
We have Not Drinking, I'm Sipping. We have Dub Dub Dub. We have Here, Pretty Pony. We have Let Me Get Ready for Pony. We have A Dream About the WP Honey Badger. We have Pink Ponies and Badgers. We have the WP Candy Bump. We have Brad Wants to Know You So Personally. We have, we
you
have,
know, you know what's funny is that that followed Pink Ponies and Badgers. That's kind of, that's wow. All right.
We have, and then the last two, 20 pictures of guys' nipples bleeding and pre-training nipple hardening. Those are, looks like about 20 potential show titles this week. So did anything stand out? I mean, obviously some stuff stood out.
Oh man. The Big Pony and Badger one was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I think now that I see that the potential show title, I'm wondering what the heck is this dream about WP Honey Badger? What happened?
Well, let me ask you this.
It was a pretty vivid dream too.
All right, so this is some really good ones. Could you imagine the title of the post being called "Call Me When the Badger Mounts the Pony"? anything remotely related to nipple bleeding or crouton rape is just not going to work.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Yeah,
I don't know if the word rape in a title is
I hear you on that one.
But Call Me When the Badger Mounts the Pony. I think I've heard it all. Wow.
So Brad, what happened?
I didn't say that. Dre, you say that?
Or
was it Ryan?
No, I think Tony said that in the chat. I don't think we actually ever said that.
Title.
Tony wrote it in there, and that is classic, my friend.
Call me when the badger mounts the pony.
Oh, geez. We're going to have
a pony badger, a pink badger.
I like how Z
points. Everybody listening will be like, I have no idea what they're talking about.
I like how Z points out in the chat, that, which I call him Z because I don't know how to pronounce his name. SEO fail. Pretty much all of our podcast posts are complete SEO fail because, any case, I mean, right now I'm on a dream about WP Honey Badger. I think that's winning for me because it like you said, it doesn't include nipple bleeding or rape, which I approve of the lack of.
Which is always a plus.
That I'm excited to see if you get sued. That's not a bad one either.
Which one?
Zay Elion.
I wouldn't mind a title where I didn't drunkenly come up with it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Hey, Zay's wife, I'm glad we're making you laugh. If you like pink ponies and badgers, we're going to breed them. we're going to sell them at $1,000 a pop. You can reach us at wpbadgerpony.com, and you can reserve yours today.
I think I'm going to institute
WPBadgerPony.
I'm going to institute a rule.
We also have them available on eBay for your pleasure.
See, this is totally okay, but I'm going to institute a new anti-pony badger rule so that those can only be brought up at all during the after show. That's the only time that it's allowed. That's
you know what? That might be more appropriate, though, Ryan. I think you're on there.
$1,000 theme better make me coffee. That one was pretty good.
Yeah, I like that, too. But I don't know that I agree with you on that, Brad.
Yeah, that's true.
What are the finalists here? What are the finalists? We have like two or three we're debating about.
So I heard good things about. Ooh, I'll just read off the ones that I heard. $1,000 theme better make me coffee. He's awesome. She's awesome. It.
That's wow.
A dream about WP Honey Badger. And that, Pretty Pony was mentioned in the chat as a good one, but those are pretty much.
Krogsgaard, we can boot you. Shh.
Oh.
I still love you, though.
K Rogsy is what I like to call him.
Go Bama.
I'm just going to keep shooting our chat room while we're at it.
That's a good idea.
Wow.
Say something again. Say something.
My vote is $1,000 theme better make me coffee. What about you guys?
Well, I think we cut it short. Better make me coffee.
Better make me coffee.
Brad, any vote? I love it. Krogs, this is why I love you, bro. Awesome.
It's a good one.
Later, Zay. Have a good one, buddy.
See you, Z. Okay, so it sounds like Better Make Me Coffee is the show clips. Title. What the fuck happened? Done and done.
I can dig it.
Yeah. And I think this will be one week where I leave out the list of rejected show titles just so my site doesn't start to rank for nipple bleeding and rape.
Yeah, probably not a good look, bro. I'd leave it out.
Yep. And I just realized just how terribly offensive we are.
Well, you know, 12 years in the Navy. How long were you with Brad in the military?
4 years in the Marine Corps and 4 years in, well, 3 years in New Jersey. That didn't help.
All right. So 7 years of just craziness, 12 years on my end. We're looking
However, I think we have a pretty good filter, if you ask me. I mean, add all that together and think about how many times you actually say something.
Just imagine what we could sound
pretty
like.
Good.
Oh, no, it'd be bad. If you did the unfiltered show with, okay, so this is what we do, Ryan. we bring Tony on, Prezbox, who's also a Marine.
Sure.
Actually, we could bring on Brian, B-Mess.
A Marine Corps.
Marine Corps as well. Brad and myself. This dude, I think we'd have the FBI at our doors. It'd be bad.
That would be bad. So you don't include in your list of all of your time, you don't list like WordPress community time or I guess WordCamp after party time. That seems pretty relevant to those.
That's not even close.
Not even close.
No, not even close.
Yeah, you're right.
Military time? Yeah, no.
Paltry in comparison.
It is. It's fun. Don't get me wrong, but it's kind of
a little bit raunchy.
Yeah, a little bit.
In the grand scheme of things, we're not too bad.
No, we aren't.
It depends who's there. It really depends. If I'm there, it's tainted. but it no, nowhere near as bad.
Sounds about right. So we good for same time next week, Wednesday? I mean, are we good for, really, my question is for the rest of this month, are we good on Wednesday nights? Because then I can update the calendar.
Yeah, I think we stick to Wednesday nights.
The whole month.
Whole month. Dedicate yourself, Brad. Here.
Let me check my calendar, see if I can pencil you guys in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. Remember, we're already looking for a replacement for you, Brad.
Supposed to be.
Yeah, no, that all of these when we're bringing on guest hosts. It's really just interviewing replacements for Brad Williams. That's the whole point of it.
Not true.
Well, this is interviews, bro.
Not true. Why can't I? This is stupid. I can't.
Are you having trouble with Brad? What can we do for you?
My Google calendar won't let me repeat this event for some reason. I'm just looking at my schedule. I am free. Bing. Bing. Bong. I am free the whole month.
Fantastic.
On Wednesday.
Fantastic. That's what will happen then.
Let's keep it happening. And we got some special guest hosts coming up. I don't know when we're going to announce them. But
yeah, we'll probably. I don't know where that came from.
Yeah,
we'll probably stagger the other two that we had in mind for alternating weeks this month. I think is probably what we'll do.
Well, I think one's
duplicate this.
We've pretty much booked for next week, and the other ones we can move on from there.
Yeah, fluctuate probably depending on.
I think it'd be
a
good idea to announce next week's guest, and I think that will garner quite a bit of followership.
Absolutely,
we'll see what happens.
Very excited.
I see what happened.
I'm glad you're figuring out, Brad.
Limited it to three. You made the calendar event, and you limited it to three.
Well, because originally that's all that we had planned it out for. It was for 3 weeks.
We can only see three episodes ahead. Mm-hmm. I just made it.
I don't want to take the...
I just made it endless.
I don't want my expectations to be...
Way to hold us up really high and expect huge things from us.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do
that. I'll make this recur for 3 weeks, and we'll see what happens.
I like that, Dre. Good job in the chat. As far as who's coming on next week, FT. That's all you need to know. I'll get a post up about it. Double check on times. Times and time zones and all that.
Hating is bad.
Hating is bad. Oh, what?
That clip and this clip. I'm shuffling.
Bum, 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 bum,
totally still off YouTube.
I swear, you know what? We need to rock some like ginormous sunglasses and fluorescent pants, man. It's going to be awesome. Hating is bad.
Hating is bad.
I think that brings us to
the end. We'll get a post up hopefully, early next week to announce the next special guest.
Tomorrow.
We'll get a post tomorrow. I think this one we need to do a little bit earlier.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't worry, Brad. I got it under control. You don't have to worry about it.
Earlier as compared to never.
As opposed to never, yes.
Just as opposed to never.
Not
so.
At all. Thanks, guys, in the
that
chat.
That happens again.
Everybody else, I'm going to switch it over to the off of the gun channel, which is what we're on right now, and to the live stream, and we'll catch all you guys next week.
Hey,
I love it. Yes. Hey, I'll tell you what, guys. I'll see you guys next week. Thank you for another amazing week of WP Late Night.